Chapter 5, Your Divine Calling and Purpose. In Psalm 78, verses 70 through 72, we learn, He chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheep pens. From tending the sheep, he brought him to be shepherd of his people, Jacob of Israel, his inheritance. And David shepherded them with integrity of heart. With skillful hands he led them. In Romans 12, verses 6 through 8, we read, Having gifts, faculties, talents, qualities, that differ according to the grace given us, let us use them. He whose gift is prophecy, let him prophesy according to the proportion of his faith. He whose gift is practical service, let him give himself to serving. He who teaches, to his teaching. He who exhorts or encourages, to his exhortation. He who contributes, let him do it in simplicity and liberality. He who gives aid and superintends with zeal and singleness of mind. He who does acts of mercy with genuine cheerfulness and joyful eagerness. Devotional 1, Calling or Career. Calling trumps career. From Jeremiah 1, verse 5, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. I'm very blessed and give God praise for calling me to do the work I do. My work as a speaker, executive coach, ministry leader, and author engages my deepest dreams and passions, beliefs, and core values, talents, and gifts. I embrace my work with a passion and a desire to please God every day, to honor Him with excellence, and to walk out His calling on my life. I'm often asked, How did you come to know this was God's plan for your life? I explain I did not discover it, but that over time God revealed it and confirmed it. The first time I remember being called, I was about 10 years old. I was sure that God was calling me into ministry. In college, I realized I had talents and skills and desires to teach. After college, I joined my mentor in a management consulting firm and traveled the world. Later, God blessed me and enabled me to start a career counseling and coaching firm. We published several books and coached thousands of individuals through the difficult time of job search and career transition. In 2009, I realized I needed more, so I cried out to God and asked Him to help me. He revealed His plans and vision for my future, teach, equip, and encourage Christians to stand on God's Word and integrate their faith and the Word into their daily lives. Suddenly, the excitement and passion returned. Like Jeremiah, I was called and set apart for a life with God. God explained that my entire career had prepared me for this calling. Yes, I am called to share the gospel. My platform is the world of business. My congregation is made up of men and women who are eager to take their faith to work. What has God called and appointed you to do? I encourage you to ask Him to turn your work into His calling. Lord, thank you for calling and appointing me as your messenger. Teach me to share your word with confidence and boldness. Set me apart for your perfect will. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.